This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote today on all three lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. The lawsuits are over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the Russian election interference investigation. Lawmakers want access to documents from Special Counsel Mueller's report on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised President Trump's deal with Mexico to avert tariffs. That deal was announced last week. He called it a win for the American people. Meanwhile, the Trump administration faces questions about just how much of the deal is actually new. Here, Pompeo responds to a question about what's different from a previous deal discussed late last year.
The scale, the effort, the commitment here is very different from what we were able to achieve back in December. And frankly, wouldn't have happened. The entire team from the Mexican government that came up, they came up because the president had raised the specter of 5% tariffs on their products. It's what prompted this series of conversations that took on a level of seriousness and a timed commitment that we were committed to getting done before the weekend.
The agreement includes a commitment from Mexico to deploy its new National Guard to the country's southern border with Guatemala. The Russian Interior Minister says investigative journalist Ivan Golunov has been freed from house arrest, and authorities are now conducting an internal probe into his detention. In a statement Tuesday, the Interior Minister said that police officers involved in detaining the journalist have been suspended. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on another 325